Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
8 years old is the first time I rolled my ankle. It's been jacked up ever since.
Man, 8.
I got 2 bad ankles.
I don't think you're supposed to be able to roll an ankle at 8.
We were playing football, and I was cornerback, and it was a deep pass, and I'm not looking at him. I'm looking at the ball, and I had caught up to him. And stepped on the back of his foot when I was looking up, and it rolled over. And I hollered. My dad came running outside, and he was like, "What happened?" I was like, "I don't know." And, you know, I never did that.
Yeah.
And my dad was, like, kind of roasting me for it. Like, "Man, you screamed like you was about to die." I was like, "I'm 8. I've never rolled an ankle in my life.
I'm in the most pain I've ever been
in."
Yeah,
this is – I don't know what this is. You know what I mean? And then I was mad at the kid for being slow. Because I was like, had you been faster, I wouldn't have caught you.
Right.
It was your fault.
You're going to blame him?
Yeah, because I was on my ball hawking skills. I knew not to watch the receiver. I'm looking for the ball. I'm about to pick this off.
You were way too advanced. An 8 right. year old. Like, first of all, he was playing cornerback. I was like, wait, y'all had positions?
Cornerback at 8?
I was ready. Okay.
You just played football. It's like, all right, everybody go out. Go.
Right.
And one out, get a 2 out.
You do your plays on the hand.
Yeah. Like, all right, DC, go up and over Chaz.
I was already playing like tackle football at 8. I was in third grade playing tackle football, organized.
I remember I got caught up in a tackle when I was 7 years old. My brothers brought me out. They was playing football, and I was just on the sideline.
Oh, you was much smaller.
And the whole ruckus was coming towards me, and I looked up. It was just bodies and men coming. They was like, they looked like 45-year-old men. They was teenagers.
Uh-oh.
But in my eyes, it was the Bears coming for me. I was like, oh, I got caught up in that.
You got trampled?
Ooh, don't tell mom.
Because your brothers are like 5, 6 years older than you?
Yeah, Scott is like 5 and a half older, and then my oldest is 10 years older.
Man.
I think Scott is actually 6 years older than me.
Man.
So I was always
they were much
distant.
Bigger than you.
Yeah, so, you know, I was on my own. But we back, man. Daddy issues.
Oh, yeah.
Cam been recording, man. We are back with hilarious. Another episode of Daddy Issues.
I wasn't even ready because I was still thinking about your attack. I was like,
pressure.
Kia.
Horn's gone.
Right.
Horn's gone.
He fired off, though.
Like, Kia's face.
It was automatic.
Yeah. You know when you were supposed to, like, do your chores, but you didn't do it and you was bullshit and your mom. Yeah.
Yeah. The scramble.
You just start sweeping the carpet.
Yeah, I'm about to do the living room too, Mom.
You start mopping the carpet.
Right.
I was so into his story. And I wasn't even thinking. Like, he was like, I heard him say, camera's rolling.
Yeah.
You're starting. I was still like, man, he got tackled. His brother.
I got tackled by the whole team. But anyway, we are back. Tony Baker.
Keon Poley.
DC Irvin.
Chaz Rogers.
At Craig Wayne. Yeah, we back again, man. Talking about it. But yeah, man, when I got I think I had a nosebleed and everything. So it's just like, don't tell mom. I never told, but it was just, you know,
like,
they
I didn't
shook.
Even have the ball
until now.
Did y'all grow up getting nose? I think I've gotten like one.
I
and
got
I got hit like directly in my nose, and it was just, it was like, in, I had to, with the tissue I saw it, but like, I never had like a nosebleed.
I've had the randoms before.
I've never had a nosebleed, probably in my life.
Oh,
never.
Wow.
Yeah,
never.
I used to get them. We grew up in the projects, a lot of sodium.
Is that what
it is?
Yeah. High blood pressure.
Wow. I was rocking in a chair back and
You're
forth.
You too far from the mic.
And I was
I heard nothing.
I was chewing. I was like, I don't want to be this guy. I was rocking in a chair back and forth, just chilling in a rocking, and then my nose started bleeding.
Yeah, it's a weird, like, it's a weird tickle. Yeah. It kind of tickles a little. It just feels weird.
I thought it was snot. I was like,
yeah, it feels different than like a clogged. You'd be like, man, why is my nose? Oh.
Keelan used to have nosebleeds, and then it just stopped.
Yeah, I was always the kid playing. Somebody be like, ah, and I'm like, what? Having a good time. Yeah,
you never really know. You just out there, DC, and then I told her. Like, his nose bleeding.
They be like, Tony, Craig on that shit.
Man, he's dying. And there's always like it'd be scary, like when you watch movies, it's like a character, they getting sick with the big cancer or something. It's always the nosebleed.
The one that trickle.
Your nose, and then it'd be like, that's how it starts.
Right.
They never start crying. That's why I know it's not real. Because you be, I want to see that in the movie.
I remember that movie, The Express, about that football player. Yeah. The nosebleed. Yeah. That was a good movie. Man.
Yeah, it was great.
Me too.
Yeah,
man.
That sucked.
Didn't Tom Hanks nosebleed in Philadelphia?
Well, he had AIDS. Probably.
Oh, if you're sick, your nose is bleeding. Yeah. Every
think his
movie.
Nose did he bled. Get the, He like, didn't he pass out of something? It was like a
that was
weird,
his introduction.
I just rewatched Philadelphia again. That
I thought nosebleed meant you was a cokehead.
It does.
It does. I mean, for
some
reason.
It
means many things.
It can mean so many things. Yeah. It's like, boom.
Because my daughter would get them all the time. Like, when she was hot.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what's wrong with you?
Keelan would get them when it was hot.
Yeah, when it was hot. Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said it was, I forgot what it was. They was like, don't freak out. But he got to a point where he wasn't even tripping. He'd be like, ah, I need tissue. I need tissue. Ah.
You do get used to it. Then you just stuff a piece of tissue up that one little thing hanging out. And you just
keep on playing.
Yep. I never really panicked on my nosebleeds. I was just like, oh.
Yeah. Okay. Keelan's reactions to everything is just, he's like, he's so mature, but he's just like funny. Like his thing. You know, he always be saying butt cheeks. Like, everything is butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks is a funny word.
It's funny.
You be saying that on Twitch. It's grown folks.
He be saying butt cheeks. And then yesterday, he was like, he walked up to me. He was like, what's up, butt cheeks? And, like, I didn't say nothing. I didn't respond. And he must have caught himself of how much he's been saying it. Because then I heard him by himself. He's like, I got to stop saying butt cheeks. He said it to himself.
I got to stop
saying
butt cheeks.
He's like, I got to stop saying butt cheeks. He's like, yeah, I got to stop that. Like, I see him doing it. And he's like, I got to stop that. And then he walked off, but I'm in tears.
That's
like,
funny, man.
He said, what's up, butt cheeks?
He's like, he just talked to himself.
Right.
Like,
and then talked to himself. I'm wild.
You clearly tanked. Yeah.
Well, that's what I found out. I noticed that he is at an age where he's going for the laugh.
Nice.
So he'll say, if he says something and he gets a laugh, he's not stopping. Yeah. So if I don't give it to him, he stops. So there's certain stuff he says. He says butt cheeks. He'll do like different goofy stuff like farts. And if I don't laugh, he'd be like, Dad, I said farts. And I'd be like, yeah, I heard you. He'd be like, if I don't give him the reaction,
you see him scratching in his tag.
Right,
that one don't work.
Already
back in a new
it's
material.
Losing his thing.
No, yeah, he wants to laugh. Like, and so if it's a group of his family and he gets that, oh, he ain't stopping.
Oh, that's us.
He ain't stopping. He's going for that laugh.
That's our livelihood. Y'all like that?
He got more.
Oh, yeah.
But when I saw his reactions to my reactions, I was like, oh, no, he wants to laugh.
That's funny. Like,
got it.
You would encourage him to go down the stand-up route if you wanted to?
If he wants to. They, you know, they still at that age. But I asked him when this all clears up. I was like, what you want to do? He said, I want to play basketball. I want to play baseball. I want to play soccer. I wanted. I was like, all right.
I love their hoop videos. I'd be like,
oh,
yeah.
Man, they be in. They put on Space Jam. They put on their jerseys. They be, they move, Dad. they into this. Dad, we can play baseball too. I was like, yeah, we can do that.
I wish crossing people over was just as easy as this.
That's right.
In your mind, I'd be crossing over
ankles
everybody.
Twisted up.
Right.
I'd be dunking on.
I've never heard anybody with a good silent crossover.
They'd be like,
No, you got
Oh, yeah.
You have to have a
got stab. Him. I got him.
Yeah. A lot of them noises are involuntary, though. If you playing hard, like, it's not, you didn't mean to make a noise. Yeah.
Right. You got
to
make your body.
If you hit somebody with a hessian take off and your body wasn't ready, like, you just make little noises. You're like, I didn't mean to.
It's like when we would slap box a butt.
Yeah.
Why we do that?
It's scientifically proven to make the punch faster.
Right. Yeah, I saw a video with Lil Duval. He was like, I'm telling you, when you make the noise, it makes you look faster. So he did a video where he was punching, and then he made the noise. I was like, this nigga's flying. It was a different. He's like, I was like, oh, he moving. Man, yeah. He got hands.
That noise, man.
Did slap boxing ever turn into a real fight for you?
Oh, yeah, for me, yeah. Absolutely.
Person hit you in the face?
Absolutely, man. I get hit too hard. Oh,
one stiff finger hit you, it's over.
Yeah. Bro, Tony's hands are too big to be slap boxing with, bro. That's
I got to a certain point where I was like, I can't play fight no more.
Right.
You know. But
he catching all punches with his hands.
Yeah, dog. Tony got mitts, bro. He got baseball gloves.
Slap boxing didn't really turn it, but wrestling did because somebody put you in a hole too long or something like that, and you'd be like, all
right,
bro.
Right.
And then you get up, and it's like, because you felt like you was about to get choked out.
Yeah.
And then like, man, I was kidding. Yeah, it eventually.
Now, wrestling made you feel bad because if somebody could hold you down, you were weaker than them.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like boxing some shit. No, I was like, if you can't move, I'm like, I'm your bitch right now. Yeah. I'm at your mercy. Can you please let me go?
We didn't really wrestle a lot. We went body. Y'all used to go body where you could punch every place but in the face. Mm-hmm. But then somebody gets hit in the face somehow anyway.
All the time. You get hit in the jaw.
We slapped. We did like an arm.
We would do arm, chest. Chess was getting lit up.
Yeah, we did chess.
We would play the game where if you said a word.
BB Butcher.
BB Britches.
Man.
BB Britches, is that what y'all call it?
That's what we used to call it.
Oh, BB Butcher.
You come in. We used to good and wait. Boom, the chess cave in.
We used to play doorknob. Yeah, what was that? If you fart, you had to touch a doorknob.
Oh, yeah.
They beat your ass until you touch. Whatever we call ceiling, we be calling all kind of shit.
Yeah.
That's funny. That,
you were like star system, baby. You like, ah, shit.
You know when we played it was stupid? We would lean up against the wall. And you hold your breath,
make it pass
and
out,
push in your chest and pass out. That was dying.
We used to do it with the neck.
Right. Yeah.
We would do the breathing and then do this.
Right. We never did the neck.
It only happened to one person. We never thought it worked. It happened to one person. They fell and everybody ran and that was the last time.
You left
ran?
Wow,
damn.
We was young. We were scared. We were like, oh shit, he fell. That's the first you think.
He fell down the steps.
Kids are just stupid.
His body was never recovered.
He woke up when he hit the ground, I guess.
Yeah. I hit the ground one time. I hit the ground one good time. Yeah. Like, I'm done.
Yeah, I hit the ground.
I believe
like,
that.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
We never did the neck. Yeah, we did the hold your breath and the pump on the chest.
Yeah, and everybody's like, get behind me. Ready? Yeah. Everybody lean
people
now.
We used to hold the neck.
Because I get it, because you got to see if it works. But at the same time, it's like, why are we making each other pass?
Yeah, right. It was so dumb.
I remember this dude did it to me, and I wanted to fight him, but I couldn't. Like, he came behind me with like on some, like, mafia shit. Uh-huh. And then he did it, and I was like, and then he let go, and they cracking up, and I was like, I'm gonna beat your ass, nigga. But I couldn't, like, I like, they sat me down. It was like, bro, you gotta breathe, like, lean. I was like, why the fuck, why are you playing? But I was so out of it, because I was like, I'm not passing.
Yeah, usually you play, you tell me first.
Tell me what's happening.
You can't just have somebody.
I was talking to some chicks, actually.
Like, I was talking
to some chicks, and then he did it, and then, but on the flip side, like, I was pissed, but they was like, why are you playing? They was mad at him. He's like, oh, my bad, you good, bro? But then I got the comfort.
Yeah,
like, you sure? They put me on the chest and everything, so I milked it. I was like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Keon had his first threesome.
I was like, I think I'm about to die.
He's like, I did that for you, bro.
And it messed up when you lose the play fight. If you lose the play fight and you really want to fight him, because you be like, man, if you beat me in the play fight.
Yeah.
Nah, there was no hitting. There was no hitting for real.
God. Every time, man, I was like, I would just get angry. Like, man, you hit me for real. That was personal.
It could be, though. Nah, you never know what somebody holding on to, man.
Yeah.
The person that wants to fight you always says, you hit me. Your hand was closed. You're like, nah, it was open. No, it was closed.
Yeah.
All right, we fighting closed hands. Be like, okay, right. I hit you a lot with them open.
The closed hand, we could do that, too.
Y'all was in a lot of fights growing up?
Yeah.
I was.
You was?
Outside of Keith?
None that were mine. It was always Marlon was getting beat up by somebody, so he get me to beat up their little brother. He was old. He just like, go fuck him up, Craig. I'm like, why? I'll give you some candy. Okay.
Craig some had now no later. Emotion,
right.
Yeah, I just want the now later.
It still works on Craig, too. Craig an assassin for candy.
I love candy.
But yo, Craig, man, sock him out. For what, man? I got candy. All right.
Marlon, we are on set today, but I got candy. But the candy's free. We're on set.
Craig, shoot that dude. For what, man? Listen, I got Snickers.
Right. Okay.
Say, man. Shoot him in the hill.
You got in a lot of fights, bro?
You gonna shooting it?
Huh?
I'm sorry.
Nah.
You
not
side,
yet.
My side combo.
My gun is unused. Still in the box.
Mine, too.
Now, do they make you, when you go shooting, they check your guns to make sure they're legal?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
They don't?
Just was asking. Not for me.
With the serial number filed off?
You can go. You can go whatever now. No one wants to ever check my gun.
So why they make it so hard to get a gun in California?
Because if somebody dies,
because
in California, what are your bullets? Serial numbers on each bullet, so they can track you now. And then, if your gun, they find a gun, they're coming after you. If I steal your gun and go kill Craig,
not me.
No, the place else. I got the place.
No, you say
if I take your gun and go kill B.
So if I shoot Craig,
point blank in the head.
So if I got
right now,
and I'm like this, at Craig, and he moving,
and he died.
Okay.
Fair enough.
If you shoot Craig, rip his body with bullets.
Okay. With one of these. So.
Yeah. Shoot him in the thigh. He's gonna bleed out from his thigh.
Okay.
Yeah. Hit him with the Tommy.
Right.
But my Tommy gun don't.
You ever shot one of those before?
Tommy gun, yeah,
it's fun.
I won.
And I did the laugh too. I was like, I did the whole thing. I was like, yeah, come by.
I did the Tommy gun last year. Like, y'all had Tommy gun? Let me get that one.
Yeah, it was fun.
I want to do that. I haven't shot those. They're not legal here.
I gotta shoot my gun.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down to shoot it.
Do people go out there with the flamethrowers too? No, okay. Never mind.
Flamethrower.
Leave that at home, Craig.
No, I'm seeing videos of like people having like, I don't know if this is legal or not, but they have like it looks like a super soaker and it's like a flamethrower. Like what's the guy that always has Blazarian or the damn Blazarian that always has the girls with him everywhere? He had like this, it looked like a super soaker and it was a flamethrower. And I was like,
I had some friends that made one out of a super soaker.
What would a normal person need a flamethrower for?
I don't know.
Zombies.
Yeah, good answer.
Zombies, beehives, hornet nests.
Actually, that'd be kind of dope.
Yeah.
Now that I think of it, I mean, you're probably.
Oh, the hornet nests out there? Pull out the flame.
But it's attached to your house, most likely. Anytime I had a problem, it's attached to the crib.
But you still got to use a
flame. No hornets, right?
You would burn the living room.
The whole house.
What's the biggest gun you ever shot?
Nothing huge. I have my VR-80. I have a semi-automatic shotgun now. It's called a VR-80, and it's pretty much
that 12 shot.
No, it's pretty much an AR-15, right? It's like one of those assault rifles, but it shoots shotgun shells. It's powerful as shit.
Oh, okay.
It's like in a semi-automatic, so it's just do 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 do. But that's been the biggest gun I've shot. But anything bigger than that's a shotgun. Anything bigger than that, I don't know. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's a military grade.
I know you have to do it.
Oh, I want in. Yeah.
How many shots
in.
Does that get off?
Mine. Well, I have a 20-round drum that just became legal. I wouldn't have told you this until just this weekend. It became legal to have it here.
What was the biggest one you shot?
It's not big. Probably like a 38.
No, Craig, you shot a 9 before.
I shot a 9. That's bigger than a 38?
Yeah.
I shot a 4.5.
Yeah, that's
shot
the big.
I shot a this Dirty Harry gun.
Yeah.
Oh, so you did all handguns?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
The ones we shot in Montana.
Okay.
It was like, what, like AKs? What were we shooting?
Yeah, those don't, you know.
Yeah.
Are they AK-47s?
I think, yeah.
Those are wild.
But I didn't like shooting with comedians. That's the worst thing.
Oh, remember that one dude, bro?
Yeah.
So they giving us the lessons or whatever.
Too much.
And then he took it and he was like, he swung it and everybody's like, all right, we're done. And everybody just walked out.
Right.
He was like, you, what are you doing?
Who was it?
Like, you heard, I don't even remember.
Who was
I just remember everybody's like, hey.
Yeah.
And then me and DC both, we was like,
we got the hell out of there.
Gun instructors don't play. You'd be like, look, I'd be like, hey.
Yeah. This serious business.
But they was, they was just being too goofy. Like, I was already shooting by the door.
Yeah.
Right.
And they just, they got goofy, because at first we were just doing our targets, you know, everybody comparing their targets. And they started swinging stuff around, being
moving
I'm already nervous at a gun range, and I've gone a lot since the pandemic for sure.
I felt like they didn't respect it.
Right.
They didn't respect, like, we can die.
This is business.
It's a loaded weapon.
Yeah,
you can be murdered in there.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to take it seriously. That's the most important thing. Is like that gun safety. But I've gone a lot, as you guys know. I've gone a lot since. I think January.
Chambo. I call Chaz Chambo now.
Right.
Yeah, that just Chambo. Chambo just sounds like a fat Rambo. Now.
Chambo.
Chambo. What about you? What's the biggest?
I don't know, because I just shot some big ones, because every time I go to the range, I just go through like an assortment of weapons.
Yeah.
I just take whatever they hand to me. Be like, I remember this particular shotgun having mad kick.
Was it sawed off?
No, it wasn't
sawed off.
Sawed off.
Where
were
you?
In Montana.
They're not legal here. Yeah, they're not legal here.
I wasn't in Montana. I was in because when I worked at Big Five, we sold guns. Mm-hmm. So they took us out to shoot everything because you need to know what you're selling. Mm-hmm. And it was messed up because it was like, first we're going to start with the standard Mossberg double barrel shotgun. and they gave the young lady a sawed off. I don't know why. It was messed up. So they was like, you know, make sure you pack it in the shoulder.
Yeah, there's a lot of kick in a little spot.
And we shot them. And they gave it that shot off, what has more kick.
Right.
And she is, remember, what's the movie, Wedding Crashers, when he was like, pull, and he shot and flew.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she looked
Dang,
like.
Dog.
She shot, and I was like, why did y'all give her that? And now she's scared. You know, she's trying to sell these, and now she's scared.
You can have by this one.
Yeah, but they made us, they had us, they had everything there. And then, so the biggest one I ever shot, they was like, now this is, it was so big, it had to go on, like, the stand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, this, you know, the lay down. So they was like, put your goggles on, you know what I mean? Put it on the stand, you know, tuck it in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, I'm thinking, okay, I've already shot the shotguns. Mm-hmm. I shot a, forgot what it was, but everything that, like, you know, hit hard.
Yeah.
This thing, they was like, so you just, you know, pull.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, so I'm leaning. Like, they was like, put your feet down, lean against the wall. Like, that's how much kick. And I should have known by what they were telling me to do.
Yeah.
This is going to have a
kick. Let me brace myself.
Pow! When I tell you my goggles, my goggles flew up one side. It was so scary. Like, I did it. My goggles, I took them off. I was like, I'm done.
All right.
I just walked out. I was like, and they cracking up. And I was like, I'm not. Never again.
Man.
That'd be fun, but nothing I want to own. I don't want to own
none.
I can't
That's something like that you can't own. You don't have time, somebody breaking out, to set it up and put the scope in.
Right.
Hold on. Don't move. Don't move. Grab the bananas. Like, you don't have time for
Honey,
that.
Honey, hold me up against the wall.
Yeah. Like, it was so much kick, but the shotguns I'm comfortable with. And, like, the rifles, you think, like, they would have – they're nothing. Rifles, they're rifles lighter than the handgun.
Bro, the AR-15 is, like, the nicest, smoothest gun. It looks – like, it's worse being around it than being behind it. That thing was so smooth.
I'm more afraid of handguns than the rifles.
Handgun. That Desert Eagle got some kick.
Yeah. Yeah,
they said the best gun to have, like, at the house is a revolver.
They don't jam. They don't typically jam. Know not to jam.
It's easy, you know.
I want one of them old school ugly revolvers from the 80s action movies. They be pulling it out.
I'm on the long
six shooter, snub nose,
right?
Freeze.
Now hand shaking.
Yeah, freeze.
Handguns are way more reliable nowadays. Like Glocks, of course, are known not to jam and good stuff like that. Not that I'm no, you know, handgun expert, but. But now, I know we're talking about, I went way off topic on Keon's asking you to, have you been in any fights?
Oh, that's how we got here?
Because we did a light gun talk, and I was just like, I'm pretending none of you guys were here. I was like, you shot your gun?
that's how we got here.
Yeah, you shot your gun.
Like, we couldn't hear you. You didn't even do it off mic. You was like, hey, you shot your gun?
Right.
No, let them keep talking.
And I got mad.
Still in the game. I ain't shot mine.
Still fresh.
I know, and DC ain't shot
it.
So what was the original, what was DC talking about?
Oh, fights.
Have you gotten
like,
a fight?
Oh, I fought a lot when I was younger. Like, I fought my brothers. I fought kids in the community. I fought girls.
Mm-hmm.
I was fighting everybody.
Y'all was fighting girls, too.
Yeah, man. They could get this work.
Yeah.
And they was working me over, too.
You
got my fault. I fought an early, older girl that lived next door. She socked me out. I was like, she hit me in the eye good. I was like, I got a crush on Tamika.
I ran from a girl a whole summer. She kept showing up outside my house with a whole bunch of people wanting to fight me.
Dang, what'd you do, man?
She liked me.
She was like, either you gonna get with me or you gonna get socked out by the family.
But what'd you do?
I hid and I ran out the back door and I would do everything else but go outside to fight her.
No, I mean, what'd you do to actually make her want to fight you, man?
She like told her, no, I ain't hanging out with you. I don't want to go on
Did
no
you call
walk
her ugly
to the park.
Or something?
No. I was coming down from New York to Pennsylvania to visit my dad, and I was new on the block. That was it.
Okay.
Y'all ever
you
get
was
a hot,
you was a hot
She'd
fresh
be like,
fish?
Come here, boy. Everything was boy.
Listen. Y'all ever get hollered at by a thug chick?
Yeah.
Man, it's intimidating.
Yeah.
Not no hood chick like that.
Man, there was this one hood chick. I was like, man, I wouldn't want to fight her that, like that type. She out here with the dickies on and stuff like that.
She was
cool with me. And then she was like, yo, tell Tony I like him. I was like, I was like, don't tell her you deliver. Yeah, she was like, give me his number.
How old was you?
This was teenage. This was like.
Oh, you was older too.
Yeah, I was in high school. She was calling.
Did she have her way with you?
Nah. I was the best.
Yeah, the rough girl. I remember this dude got beat up. Like, he didn't like this chick. They chased him around the school and everything and beat him up. I was like, damn.
Man, this girl showed up every day, no shoes on, her hair undone, but she always had a comb. Her name was Lele. And Lele. She, yes, in Pennsylvania, and she would show up every day to fight me at like 10 in the morning. You know when you
stretch good.
Yeah, I had to go get breakfast in the morning because the breakfast program out there, so you get up and everybody go up at 10. Yeah. She'd be right there at 10. I'd have to get up a little early and run up ahead of everybody.
You hungry, Craigie?
Hey, bro.
Yep, I just guzzled the milk.
Hey, Craig. Wait,
you hungry, boy?
You never succumbed to, you never dated her?
My brother ended up messing with her. I don't know if he did it to help me or what, but yeah.
Let me take that off your hands.
Right. Craig walked in. He was like, I'm doing this for you, Craig. He was fucking tear rolling down his eye. This is for you, Craig.
Family.
Your door closed behind him slowly.
Wait, how did you get off the hook with the thug girl?
I don't know. I was just so like, oh, I can't talk right now. I would get off the phone like immediately, and I think luckily she got the hint. Uh-huh. So I was just like, and I was the king. In high school, I avoided so much. Because I was, for one, I was a virgin, so I was scared. And then when I'm unattracted to you and you thugged out, I was super like, oh, my mom, you know, she got to get on the phone. I'm hitting the mute button to make it sound like somebody called. Oh, somebody on the other line. I would mute it, come back, yeah, my mom got to take this call. You know what I'm saying? I was doing whatever, and then she just quit calling. I was like, whew, dodge that one.
You didn't have to see her around, though.
Yeah, I would see her every now and then. She was hanging out with the thug dudes. I was just like,
yeah, when thug girls want you, they be aggressive, boy.
Man, and she was like, it wasn't like mad aggressive, because it was like girls more aggressive than her, but they wasn't thugged out.
Uh-huh.
So she was just like smooth with it, but it was just like, and then at the end of the day, I was just like,
no. Thug girls are the most sensitive.
Yeah, like you gotta tread lightly.
They just don't cry, they just fuck you up.
They cry when they fuck you up?
She could have had me jump.
Let them have brothers.
Steered it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much your thug girl? Yeah, thug chick holler at you.
A couple. Yeah, I shut down. She on the bus. She was just like aggressive. Mm-hmm. I forgot what she said, but I try to laugh it off. Ah, come on, girl. Whatever. Come on. But then eventually you get to a point where you just like, either she gonna take it or I'm gonna or I can't get on this bus no more. So I started finding another route.
Yeah, I started finding another route. I don't think I've thug girls, but I've been like I remember when I was little, like seven, and this girl liked me, and I was like, nah, I'm good. And then like she got her friends involved, and they was like, hey, she like you, and I was like, okay, but you know, I like. They was like, nah, I don't think you hearing this. Like she like you, and so they just start chasing me, and then I'm faster than them, so I'm running. But they was like, it was like a mob, and then they finally caught me, like they cornered me, and they held me down. Like it was like six of them. And I got overwhelmed.
He's like, no.
And I was like, no. And they was like, hold him. And she kissed me and I cried.
Yo.
She took it.
It's all right.
She took it.
You should have took another route.
And I cried.
What happened after that?
We weren't fast enough.
After, I was just like, I hate y'all. Like, why y'all do that? I was mad. I wasn't mad at like her
person.
Moved
to Antioch.
I was mad at her friends. Like, why was y'all doing this? And then they was like, you can. And I was like, but I think she felt bad. Like, I didn't want it like that. Yeah. You know, like, and then I hated her. Like, I was,
she was like, I didn't want this for us.
Yeah,
she did like this.
I hated the whole.
Let them go.
Yeah, I think they did it. Like, I don't think it was her idea, because it was like two of the girls was like bigger, and I think they was like, nah, you gonna kiss them? Like, kind of like, you know. And they did it, and then I remember I was like, I hated all of them. And then I got older, though, and I saw her when we were, like, 13. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, she fine. I was like, remember that time?
Oh, she grew up.
You held me down. Oh, yeah. Would you like to do that again? Would you?
Yeah, about that life.
He was like, oh, that was a different time. But she was bad.
I was always way too corny, man. No, I'm way too corny for any thug girl. They'd be like, man, this little bitch. I ain't got nothing
you
I want.
Appeal to the thug chicks.
Girls are just aggressive when you're younger.
You just got to be quiet. To attract thug girls, you got to be quiet.
Like, you gotta be quiet, cool, quiet, confident.
Yeah,
you're like, yeah, what's up, girl? What's up, Tom? Hello.
Get you a Clio, set it off.
That's who she reminded me of, like that. You know, she was cool though, but I just wasn't. You know,
just didn't do it.
Oh
maybe
man,
we
can
hang out.
Yeah, they're too McGee. Intimidating. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, nigga, red, come up off of that dick. I'm like,
what? Man,
stop playing with that dick, nigga. Stop playing. Come on,
pull that out.
Aggressive girls. I don't do well with aggressive girls.
Pull it out.
Yeah. Craig said,
take your shorts off.
Come up off that dick.
Come up off of it. You know what time it is. You walk in, you getting home, you like, take everything off.
That plane. Like Craig had it tucked in. I don't even have one. Nah. I know you're checking it
she
in.
Got on the strap on. Like, right. Yeah, take everything off. Wait, what? Take it off.
Playing with a
somebody
bitch.
Somebody getting fucked.
Oh, all right. Shit.
I know that for sure.
I right. got the strap on.
Let's start it off with that. Somebody's getting fucked.
Oh, my God.
It could be you or it could be me.
Well, that's the case.
Come up off of that dick.
Taking
leg.
Off my.
Come on, that dick song. It was a song. Come up off right. that dick. Oh,
that's a
it sounds like
ultimatum.
A song I would listen to.
It does sound like a song Craig would listen to. This is Little Bosky Watch.
Right.
That is a horrible ultimatum. If a girl got a strap on and she's like, you're going to give it to me, yep. I'm going to give it to you.
Somebody getting this work. And you see, I got the strap on. Shit, do the man. Take them shorts off.
Move them shorts to the side.
Oh, no. Not my hoop shorts.
You getting smashed and right. she topless with the strap on? So you looking back at her jiggling up top? Oh. Like,
move them shorts to the side.
Not like this.
Oh, man.
Not like this.
Not like this.
That might be the wildest tangent we went on there.
I mean, you know.
Sitting in this chair so long my back starts to hurt. But you know what helps with that, people? All right? A little CBD oil. I know. CBD oil is the biggest thing now, right? But have you heard of Hempland USA? All right? Number one CBD company since 2014. It's grown and produced in the U.S., right? There's no middleman. They do it all themselves so they get you fair prices with high-quality stuff. THC-free. It has ECS5. All right, a lot of people are like, what the hell is that? I don't know. So they told me what it is. All right. It's got black pepper. It's got clove, hops, rosemary, and jujube. All right. All natural stuff. Helps with strength and soreness pain. All right. Look, I know what you're thinking. You're like, you don't even use it. Yes, I do. I'm old just like you. Okay. Stuff be hurting. I went on a hike and I got back. I barely could walk. I was like, let me try it. Put it on my thighs, you know what I mean? My butt cheeks, calves, a few areas. And you know what? Took the pain away. Felt fantastic, all right? If you've ever tried one of these, a little tingle feels kind of good, loosens you up, and it feels really good. Most of these things, you know, they smell really bad. This one doesn't. This one doesn't. It's pretty legit, all right? And if you want to try this, and I know you do because a lot of our listeners are old just like me. You're old, all right? So what you're going to do is, you know, I like to read it because I don't like to mess up. You go to hemplandusa.com/issues, all right, and type in issues, and you get 20% off, all right, 20% off your first purchase. That is hemplandusa.com/issues. Use the promo code issues. Check it out. You're old. You're hurt. Put it on your body. You'll feel better. Back to you, Tom. There's no Tom here. I just always wanted to say that.
We out here, man.
It started from fighting, right?
And guns, we got to
fighting thug chicks like
right. Oh. Hell yeah, fighting
girls.
Fighting. I didn't. Yeah, I fought.
I never fought a girl.
I fought.
I didn't believe in fighting girls, but I would do petty shit.
Okay.
Like I remember this girl slapped me like for no reason, like just hella hard. I think she liked me, Felicia. Mm-hmm.
Well, she definitely.
Her name
liked
was Felicia. Mm-hmm. Big girl. So she was like one of them kids who was tall too and big. So mm-hmm. she was like bigger than everybody in the class. And she had liked me. And I wasn't feeling her. Mm-hmm. I was like, nah, you know, I'm good.
You scare me.
And then she slapped me, and then she like poked me in my eye.
Damn, and she doubled
then,
up.
Yeah, and then she was like,
pat, boop.
And I remember it like I was like, yo, my eye, you know, started watering. I wasn't crying, but it hurt. But like, yeah. you know, I she was like, oh, look at him, he's crying, blah blah. And I was like, oh. So then I was like, I'm not gonna fight her. One, because I might lose. But two, I was like, you know, I ain't going to fight no girl. But I was just like, but I can't just let this ride. Mm-hmm. So all day, because we were in the same, you know, you sat in groups mm-hmm. back. So she sat across from me. And, you know, when I told the teacher didn't care. So I was like, okay, I got to take matters into my own hands.
Yes, you do.
So
I had a whole red eye.
Oh, so we were sitting there. And I was finally, like, lunch had passed and, like, all this stuff had passed. And, well, she didn't poke me directly. I was looking, you know how kids look through paper, and she pushed in my eye.
Oh.
That's what happened.
That was even worse.
Oh. So the whole day, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get her back. So lunch passed, all this stuff.
He was blind.
Yeah, and then towards the end of the day,
Charlie Murphy.
I was like, yo, I didn't appreciate what you did earlier.
You know, he came up with dialogue.
Right. Yeah, I was like, that hurt. And she was like, oh, look at him, everybody. Look at him. When
he
she
hurt.
Looked this way, I was like, ah. Hard as I was like, yeah. She was like, ah. She was crying and everything. And I was like, yeah. Like, I didn't even budge, too. Like, the whole class was like, oh, Felicia crying. She was the bully. Yeah. And they was looking at me like, you finally, I think nobody cared because somebody finally got her back.
She mm-hmm. never saw
it. And I did it.
Again.
I did it so hard. And I was just like,
you went up there with the script.
Right. She had to wear an eye patch.
Had whole plan. And the teacher was kind of like,
hey, I ain't seen
your
nothing.
Teacher didn't give a damn.
Nah, she didn't care. I ain't seen I think she was sick of that third grade class was out of control.
Yo,
she
third
just,
grade.
She was
I
just
could
tired
just see
of
you
it.
In the mirror like, yeah, I didn't appreciate that. I did not appreciate
insert
that.
He doing different.
I appreciate that.
Right.
I didn't appreciate it. He looked at the finger afterwards. He's like,
that poke was hard as
hell. Be real in.
You know what? To this day, I feel good about it.
Sure, that was dope. Because you had to take matters in the own. Because
I went through the proper channels.
Yes.
And nothing was done.
Nothing. He was like, I got to take
so
that.
So I was like, all right. Yeah. I got her good. As soon as she looked to the, I remember she looked to the right and said something. I was like, oh, you do.
What?
And the sucker poke.
Oh, it was a sucker poke. It was a sucker poke post show. And she
hey,
cried.
Hey, look.
She cried and everything. And the people at the desk were just like.
That's what she get.
That's what she get.
If you watching this, that's what you get.
You get
in your eye, Felicia.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget her. She was big. She had curly hair. Was short. She was tall. Mm-hmm. Felicia. I don't know what her last name was.
She might be cute now.
I doubt it.
She
got
treasure.
One eye, but
she might be nice.
She might
be,
she might
nice
be good.
Out there.
She might. I'm
girls are making great transitions.
And I'm pretty sure just how she. I'm pretty sure middle school and high school wasn't fun for her. Like, oh, I'm pretty sure that it got reversed.
It
like,
sucks to be the tall girl, though, because you're giant. You're a giant. You're a freak of nature for years, you know? You're the big one. Guys don't win. You're like, oh, they're too big. They don't like to talk to guys that are short, you know? But yeah. Then
and
they
now
have
you
to
got
wait.
One eye. Cause
yeah, now you got one eye.
That's one eye poking eyes out.
Because, like, looking back, she knows she was just trying to be like the other girl. Like, I think you're cute. Like, why, you know?
Why can she hold you down
yeah,
and take
yeah,
a kiss, but
can
I can't?
She tried to piggyback off
she
of
she was just like, why can't I, you know? And I was just like,
you don't look like
you became the one to rape.
They have to wait.
Man.
It's like prison.
Bruh,
like,
I'm telling you, they used to just be like, we going to take you. We sick of this now. Like, we just going to
take
this.
Walking around all cute.
They was always doing stuff to me. I'd be like, man, like, you know, I didn't grow till like, nigga, like high school.
Yeah, I was on the yard.
Yeah.
He was in lunch, he had this little trade. He
sitting by me.
There he is right there.
Yeah, like, here he go.
I remember.
Kia, I was walking by.
I was getting picked on. I was getting picked on by a girl, right? And then my dad, I wasn't living with my dad at the time, and I called my dad, and I didn't tell him it was a girl. Mm. I was like, Dad, yeah, I'm getting bullied or whatever. And he was like, this is what you go do. Go get you a lock. Put that lock.
In a sock.
Put that lock around your finger.
Oh my God.
And I use that like a brass knuckle. I wanted to be like, I don't want to use this on her. this might be a little too aggressive for her. But I didn't have to use it.
You didn't do it.
Go
ahead.
No.
Yeah, full lock.
Yeah, full lock. I was like, ah, this is too much for a girl.
He's like,
what if DC did it, though?
Right.
What'd you do to her?
She just stopped picking on me.
All right.
She likes somebody
when bullies stop, they just stop.
She likes somebody else.
They get tired of it.
Yeah, they get tired
of another victim.
Yo,
that
DC has a story about getting beat up by a girl, though, I think. Some guy.
I got stomped out.
Stomped out?
Oh, yeah, this girl, Sheikah, stomped me out.
It wasn't even close?
She stomped me out, and then I went and got my sister, and then she beat my sister ass, too. So
damn!
Like, oh, yeah,
family
she
affair.
She was thorough.
You told your dad, he was like, I ain't coming over there.
Yeah,
she ain't going 3 for 3.
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. So I called her a bitch. It was fair game. I deserve my ass whooping. I called her a bitch. Back when we're still not good to call a black woman a bitch, but back it was a certain point in time when you called a black woman a bitch that it was like
okay, cool,
yeah.
Right. That's grounds for murder,
right? Murder, exactly.
Yeah, they wasn't calling each other bad bitches and stuff
exactly,
back then. Like, don't nobody call me a bitch.
That was
right.
That was the Queen Latifah. Who you calling a bitch
right.
Was in the hood.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You and I, T.Y.
That was the hood.
She got me good.
Damn.
Did y'all ever get dragged in the bathroom? Remember that was a thing? That like, because you couldn't go in the girls' bathrooms, and the girls would try to drag you into the girls' bathroom.
Yeah.
I got drugged into it was a residential restroom. It wasn't at the school. It was this girl. She was tall.
Uh-huh.
I was walking past. We was at Veronica's house. Everything went down at Veronica's house. I'm walking past. She snatched me up in the bathroom. I was like, oh. And she just be in there, chest out, vulnerable.
Yeah, I got grabbed in the bathroom.
She pulled me in there, though, but she didn't bust a move. She was just talking to me with the aggressive pull-in. She was like, yeah, what's up, Tone? I was like, nothing, just, you know, why you pull me in here? I just want to talk to you. Like, oh, okay.
No, I remember
her name was Tony as well, but she was like super tall.
In fourth grade, that happened to me. We used to play the hide and go get it, but nobody get it. Like five girls just grabbed me in the bathroom, and it sounds like it would have been cool, but they were the roughest, most grabbingest. It's like, God, you like, I want to be
you
touched.
You get overwhelmed. You just start crying.
Like, I came out the bathroom. They're just like, making those noises.
Young girls are aggressive, and they have a mob mentality. It's never like when dudes would do stuff, it'd be like, one, you know, I like her, you know, but when they would like you and they didn't know how to express that, it was mob, and they want, you know, it don't take, women do that as adults, get their girls, let's go ride.
Right. Yeah.
So as kids, they would do that, and they would, you come 5-on-1, 6, and you just like, I don't know what to do with this.
And little boys aren't supportive. When you come out the bathroom crying, they're like, hey, like, let's go tell somebody. You need to talk. Everything no okay?
What you crying for, man? Yeah, girls, are you soft?
And then they've been lying about their sixums and whatnot. They have to their sixums. A girl been grabbed my joint when I was 2. Like, it's like, man, y'all just as scared, man.
Dudes give you no support.
None.
Still to this day.
No hole. Yeah, we at the mark. No holes or nothing, man. Well, we got a question.
Which how are you on time?
Let's see.
I
got 4 minutes.
Okay, question for the panel from Aisha Mock. What should organizers do to engage black men in the voting conversation? Like, what issues should be focused on?
What should organizers do to engage black men to vote?
Yeah.
Vote on issues?
It just says in the voting conversation and like issues that should be focused on.
Probably to like get us, because you know a lot of people are like, man, what's the point in voting?
Right.
That's the temperament.
Which I think, I don't like that. I think you got to vote.
I think just based on what our people have gone through just to be able to vote.
Right.
And what they've done to us to stop us from voting. Right. It's like.
But they're still doing?
That they're still doing.
Right.
And, you know, going back, like, you know, when you read, like, these cases, straight murder, beat downs, intimidation, like physical violence. And then, you know, they was like putting their lives on the line for it.
Right.
I feel obligated to, like, all right, let me vote.
That's how I feel.
And you know, we blessed to live in a state where, you know, it's, you know, more candidates liberal. To be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm. California, Trump ain't winning here.
Right.
Or like, but we got to focus on the local elections. Yeah. That's the important part.
Well, I think we have to educate the young black men on the voting process and how it is effective so that we're not, a lot of times we think we can't or we give up on the system. Mm. We just have to educate and show how, if you vote, where it's effective and where it leads to.
Right.
Right. Because everybody gets hyped around this time with the presidential. Mm-hmm. And, like, for somebody who lives in a California or something like that, I understand why they'd be like, well, what do I need to vote for? We're going to be blue. Right. That's just what's going to happen.
Right.
No big deal. But the problem is then in 2 years, no one's paying attention. And that's when everybody should be voting when it comes to the House, the Senate, your local. No one cares about local. And then people move up and they do stuff for your exact community. And that's the stuff that people ignore and then want to get, you know, mad at Trump, which, yeah, he's trash. Mm-hmm. But the people that's helping him be trash is the ones you skipped over.
Right.
And that's the ones that nobody paid attention to.
Well, I was offended at first when Trump was like, well, I gave money to the Democrats and they didn't. And I was like, why is he just putting it off on them? But then I thought we have to elect our Democrats in our area to make sure they do something with the funding that they do get.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I just don't agree with not doing nothing. You know, people be like, oh, I ain't voting.
What's the point?
Yeah, what's the point? I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, sometimes when you look at some of the results that happen, like even Trump winning, like the whole idea you can win a popular vote and lose the electoral vote.
It is
discouraging. Or even when stuff like this right now, when he's like, you know, taking all the mailboxes so you can't vote, you're like, well, shit, what do I got? You know, like you're just like. There definitely seems to be a pattern amongst every 8 years as Republican and every 8 years as a Democrat and every 8 years, as, you know what I mean? It's like, it definitely seems to be the pattern and stuff like that. But you do see, you have to have a major campaign like when AOC won, Alexandria Cortez, right? When she won, it was, she had this huge grassroots campaign that didn't just start off all of a sudden, but she had to really grow. And even if it was a small sector in New York, it was like it was years and years of hustling for her to get to that point, you know. But like the guy, I think the guy who she beat was in there for like something like 10, 15, 20 years already. You know, he had like a deep root in there. So, you know, it takes a lot, but it takes a lot of the education, takes a lot of the knocking on the doors. I mean, Craig's 100% right. You got to really ingrain it. And our youth is not ingrained in the voting process. We're just like, yeah, we've been growing up to survive. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just don't do this when you talk to police. It's not like know your laws and know what you can and can't do, because no one played by our rules. You know what I mean? Whatever. Same with way back when, you know, Native Americans had treaties that United States never honored, right? Same when we had laws that were supposed to protect us that nothing got honored, you know? Same when we can get the same, you know, different amounts of time based on the same crime, right? Mm-hmm. We can get, you know, 20% more, I think, on average or something like that, you know, like stuff like that. You're like, yo, we play by the same rules, but we don't get the same results, you know?
Right.
If the score is 0-0, how do they win if it's a tie game? Yeah. You know, like, how do we lose?
Right.
It's not that they wins, we lose somehow.
Right.
I thought we was tied.
And also, the game didn't even start yet. We're still on the bus.
Right.
Also, speaking of the youth, they are doing a very good job.
I think they're doing a great job. Way better.
Like better than what we did.
Yeah. And our parents, you know, they voted, you know, like Bill, for example, Clinton, was trash to us, but they was like, but he plays the sax. And then we're like, fuck the
You
sax.
Seen him on Arsenio?
Right. Yeah. Right. And we're kind of like, fuck. I think we go a little too hard sometimes, especially like, because it's like, you want your politicians to be perfect, and that's just not
going to happen. Impossible.
That's just not going to happen. And then the kids now are like, you know, even when old boy, I forgot his name, made that rap song that explains what each branch of government does. And so people was like, oh, I didn't even know that.
I still don't know.
A lot of people don't know.
And for the people who can't vote, the ex-cons and whatever, you may not be able to vote, but you could be heard. You could educate those who are able to vote to go out and get their get your point across.
And that needs to be repealed also. After you pay your debt to society, you should be 100% allowed to vote. Yeah.
Depends on your crime.
But but you know what it is, though. But you know what it is.
I don't want Jeffrey Dahmer at the...
no. Well, he should not.
Eating people.
But you know what it is. It's a system of putting a lot of minorities in prison.
Mm-hmm. So they can't vote?
Taking away their votes. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not an accident.
That's a lot of votes taken off.
That's a lot of votes.
That's a lot of votes.
They try to get misdemeanors into felonies. What else can we trump up? What else can we trump up? All those other charges, you know what I mean?
Even if you're not in prison, a lot of the system still holds you.
Absolutely. Like it's not an accident that these things happen like that.
I think I also think people need to, you know, care earlier. What we do is we wait until it's election time and then try to, you know, summarize somebody. You don't know who this is. You don't know. And like even when it comes to pushing people to get them where you want. If your local alderman,
right,
who most people don't even know what that is, right? If you like that person, push that person. Right. Like get behind them, even if you don't have money per se or whatever, you hand out flyer or whatever. Like we have social media. You really don't have to do much to get somebody popular really fast.
Right. Yeah.
So if you believe in what somebody's talking about, you know, get behind them early so they can, you know, get in there and then climb the ladder. Right. You know what I'm saying? But we don't even pay attention until it's presidential time.
Right.
Let's vote.
Because the general public waits until we get that movie premiere for the president.
Yep.
They go, what, who's coming out?
The Super Bowl.
Oh, right. I seen that commercial. You seen that commercial?
Right.
Mamala? You heard about Mamala?
Mamala.
We like those people that only watch the Super Bowl. They ain't watch the game all season.
Right.
Like, oh, the Super Bowl. I like that person.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't know no stats.
None of the preseason, numbers. Regular season, no playoffs. None of that.
You know the quarterbacks.
Yeah. Now, who is he again?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We just have to, I guess people just have to care about the boring stuff. Yeah. Like at the end of the day, the Super Bowl is exciting. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And the some presidential people, election is exciting.
And some people are like, you know, the
especially this year.
Nobody cares.
I would say that to really get black men or young people in general, people in general, your issues have to be clearly explained. And there clearly has to be a process of what issues are being presented, what's the change going to be, clearly how this benefits you. You know, I'm an idiot. I'm a dummy. You guys are well aware I'm an idiot, right? No, I'm an idiot. I need something explained to me very, very simply. Like, hey, this gets you here, and then this, and then this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But we don't have that. It's like, this is the such and such bill. And here's 800 pages on what this bill is.
Right.
You
got to
make
it
100. I'd be in the voting booth, and I'd be reading.
You're like, what?
Right.
I'm like, hey, important.
Who'd y'all pick? Right.
But even when the prop commercials start coming out, I'll go on Google and look at the props, and I'll be like, wait, okay, so you take this away, but you put, they're definitely, the next candidate, whoever's trying to get on should have a, you know, everything, like Chad said, should be no. This is exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
I wanna do
layman's
this.
Term.
Yeah. Layman's term.
And then,
layman's
then, so I don't have no idea. He was the dumbest man alive.
Right. Something like that.
Explain to me like I'm layman.
Up. He was like, I'm sick of this shit.
He was at every function.
Right.
Oh, Mr. Layman, I don't know what y'all talking about.
His answer was, layman.
Huh? Layman, I just don't understand.
Do it for layman. Layman got it now.
If you have where's one layman? Apple, layman, and you have right. another apple,
why are we eating apples? I'm allergic.
Right. Layman.
Hope we answered her question.
Oh, okay. I just looked it up. Layman's is it came from lay woman or lay person. You can say whatever, but it was related to religion and it referred to somebody who belonged in a religious organization but had no special training in it. So they didn't know basically what was going on, like you said.
So like you being born or into
so
that religion?
Huh?
How's it spelled?
L-A-L-A-Y.
I thought it was like L-A-M-E-N-T or something.
I thought it was L-A-M-E-N.
Yeah.
16th. Comes from the 16th century.
Well, you all have learned something
today. Just
means
in plain English.
Layman's term. Daddy issues also educate.
Right. Give it to me.
Lay women.
Layman.
I'm a lay woman.
The one thing I was going to say about, like, not Biden, Bernie Sanders, there's a big thing about Bernie Sanders voting for the crime bill. But he explained back in the 90s why he voted for it. Yeah. But he was saying that, like, it got rid of assault weapons and it got rid of all this other stuff. He was like, you know, there's all these other stuff. It was like, yeah, you get bigger fines for small drug charges. But he was like, less drugs is good, right? But he was like, but you get all the assault weapons off, so it's harder for people to get, you know. He's like, that was his main thing.
But that's the trick. They always mix in other shit in there.
Yeah. So you got, you give and take. But then this is what people do is they'll be like, when it comes to Bernie, yeah, but he voted against the crime bill. And then they'll share this meme.
Right.
But you didn't know why he did it. At least know why he did it. You might not agree, but
at
least look up why, like, you know, people hate Kamala. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's a lot of false memes going around.
No
she
doubt.
Was in charge. No, she wasn't.
Right.
She wasn't. And she, you know, just like us, we all grew as people. We all go. What I did 10 years ago is not the same person I am now.
Tell this person, whoever wrote that, start a channel.
Right.
Start a YouTube channel. Start whatever. Explain. This is like politics for dummies. Right. You can do that. Layman's politics. Right. And explain, like, you know, take the time, get some people together who are passionate about it. Y'all get together and. Because I'm not the guy. So
we live in a time of headlines.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Nobody reads a story.
And we consume dumb shit often. You know, we want something quick, fast. What's the give me the shit?
And we believe what we want to believe.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever you be like, that fits me.
I'm
standing with
this. I will put this on politicians is if you take anything from Trump, just say whatever the hell you want to say.
Be honest.
People don't like politicians because if we asked Kamala straight up, why did you put all those black men in jail? Mm-hmm. She would give us a dance around answer. Mm-hmm. And just be like, hey, at that time, I felt like this. Or at that, just be like, not enough politicians be like, hey, this is hell.
Trump
this
would be like, because.
Yeah, because I didn't give a shit.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Like
it
he was
trash.
Even though you don't agree or whatever, like just say politicians are always dancing. It's like, those days are over. You don't have to do that anymore.
You don't have to do it
Clearly. You don't have to do You could be, Cardi B went from stripper to big. No one gives a shit about your past anymore.
Right.
If you just be honest and you just own your shit. So more politicians need to just own it. And you don't have to be perfect with the family, and no one cares anymore.
Nobody cares.
None of that matters anymore. Just keep it buck. Even if you fucked
America, up. America's been through some shit.
Yeah.
With COVID and this, we've been through a lot. It ain't no time for, like, tap dancing.
Yo, this is going to be a year. I can't think of a whole lot of years that are, like, famous. Like, there's, like, you know, enslavement.
Oh, no years.
You know what I mean? Well, yeah. You know, there's, like. You know, like, of course, slavery getting repelled, especially in America, right? Slavery getting repelled, so, yeah, people coming here, all that good stuff. Columbus, what is it, 1492, Columbus sailed, So, 2020, dog? Like, it's going to be studied in history books forever.
It's
around, it's global. It's not even just going to be, like, some national.
And it ain't over. It might be 2021, too. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm going to be honest. The COVID is, I mean, granted, Trump is trash. Since day one. But even through the bigotry and the sexism and all that other stuff, the other day I had my mask on in 110 degree heat and I was like, this nigga gotta go because COVID should have been done and this asshole did it wrong. I ripped the mask off and I was like, y'all better vote. Like, I was so mad from wearing that mask. Like, even though he was trash before,
I had that moment when I walked all the way to the store and got to the door and was like, fuck, I had to limp back to my car. I had to limp back to my car and go grab a mask.
I've done that. I got like 20 steps. I'm like,
man, he bombed during this pandemic. pandemic.
But you know, a lot of people would have bombed during. I'm not supporting. I'm just saying a lot of people would have bombed because America is like, no, we have our rights.
We're spoiled.
Yeah.
We're
so spoiled.
You're like, put a mask on.
No, I'm not
hard headed.
But this would
have you.
It wouldn't have bombed as bad because somebody else would have been
on top of it.
So, like, okay, on top of it, and like Obama, for however you feel about him, one thing he was good at was be like, hey, we'll be fine, y'all. And everybody's like, yeah, we believe you. Mm-hmm. It'd have been calmer. Trump, all Trump has done is turn shit up.
False hope.
If somebody else,
it's no big deal.
If somebody else would have just put everybody at ease and be like, right. "Hey, y'all, we'll be fine. Hey, here's the protocol." There still would have been people like, "I ain't doing this or whatever." Right. But everybody would have been so calm about it instead of so turned up.
Right.
That now it's like, "I ain't doing shit. Fuck you, white boy, or whatever, nigga." Right. And then, you know, like all that's going on top
and
of
it. But then also, man, George Floyd's death happened during COVID, and it was like I feel like it was mayhem, and you know, in the States, it was like it was crazy, and it was like this thing was already happening to the world, and then people around the world got behind, you know, Black Lives Matter. You know what I mean? There was so many like
because
which
it was
beautiful
around the world. It wasn't just what was happening.
It's true. It wasn't just right. Very true. Very true. And now, you know, now's the time, man. When like we'll find out what happened in China today. Like when that bomb happened in Lebanon, you know, it was damn near live.
That bomb was ridiculous.
That was ridiculous. Yo. But we all knew.
Didn't they say it wasn't a bomb though? Right?
They said it was.
I should have definitely said that. I was like, I'm starting.
You said a bomb.
It was an explosion of a building. They turned into a bomb.
Pretty much.
But to see that live, I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, and then like you know, news travels around the world. Right now, it's not even today. Now that you coming in an hour later, it's instant. I can go on. I don't watch CNN for shit. I go on Twitter hashtag. Yeah. I'm watching riots in Portland. I'm like, oh shit, it's happening right now.
Instagram is the news.
You know what's crazy though?
Very true.
I'll call my son in Portland. He'll be like, nah, ain't nobody outside. I'm like, nah, it's right here. It's on.
I'm watching.
He's like, that must be on that street.
Yeah. I heard that street. They be wilding out there.
They got their own. They got the weapons going. Like, what's going on in Portland?
Portland's going down.
Yeah, man.
I think they had like something like 60 days in a row.
They're going, they ain't playing. They fast.
Yeah.
Yo. But I got to get out of here.
Where you going, man?
I got to do this consultation.
Nah, this guy.
He don't love y'all. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Daddy Issues.
Oh, we all got to go because you got to go?
I mean, you know, I can tip on half. Y'all want to keep
I got to go.
Oh, yeah, I got to peace out, too.
Yeah, so any questions y'all have, ask us in the YouTube comments section. We'll tackle them on the show. Y'all got anything to plug?
Love you, Felicia.
Laugh at Chaz on YouTube.
Yeah. I love my kids, Avian and Avine. I love you. Hope y'all
what's your YouTube, DC? Forget them.
I never shot them out. Oh, at DC Urban Comedy. Had to shout my kids out.
At Keon Poli and Butt Cheeks.
And Butt Cheeks.
At Craig Wayans.
Happy
birthday,
Ma. All right, y'all. We out. Happy birthday, Ma.
Happy birthday, Ma.
Oh, happy birthday, Mama Wayans.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.